You earn a living. You probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
It's 5:37. You're still listening to Balogun and Broad, the realest business show on radio on Nigeria Info 99.3. Now it's time for our second conversation. And yes, not to worry, you can talk to me about the first conversation as well when I open up the phone lines. But how often does cargo get vandalized and stolen at the ports? How often does cargo get vandalized and stolen at the ports? We're talking about this because of a video that Speed Darlington posted on his social media. But before that, I want to give you our second business hard fact. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, Nigerians imported 1.2 million cars between 2012 and 2017. 1.2 million cars between 2012 and 2017. And 4 years later, Speed Darlington imported one too. But now he's claiming that when it got to him, it had been damaged by people at the port in Lagos. They allegedly moved the car with a forklift and wrecked the body. And he claims that they stole his spare parts and tools from inside the car. You know, let me just play the video for you. If you're watching our live stream on YouTube and Facebook, you're going to be able to see him and his car before and after. If you're simply listening, well, this is Speed Darlington.
My Mercedes don't land. Look what they did to my car. Look what they did to my car. Just look. This is not the car I dropped off in the USA. Look what they did to my car. This is not the car I left in America. Look what they did to my car. Nigeria is full of hate. Look what they did to my car. All these things was not there when I dropped this car off. Nigeria is full of hate. 550,000 naira. But boy, I am not rich. I am middle class. Look what they did to my car. It's so hard to make it in Nigeria. If Oga at the top know they do me, Oga at the shipyard they do me. Eh? Look what somebody did to my car. After I paid $1,200, look what they did to my car. How much does a man have to pay for his property to be taken care of? So my car no starts. You decide to use forklift to push my car. Really? After all that fees, oh man, oh man, look at my trunk, emptied, they took everything, everything. Is there a law that says not to bring your personal things in your own car? They took everything, all my tools, two fuel pump, over $500 worth of tools, even my ramp to lift the vehicle up as I walk on it. Baba, they cleaned everything out. My car landed on a Sunday. On the 20th, my car landed. The next day was Salah. 2 days holiday. Baba, within 2 days, they cleaned me out. Ah! Oh, they cleaned me out. I have all type of personal things in here. All type of tools to fix my car. I was planning to give you guys celebrity auto mechanic. You know that kind of video, now? International superstar where they change his own water pump. My speaker, my amplifier, everything. My inverter. Ah! They cleaned me out. It's so hard to make it in Nigeria. They took everything from the inside and the outside. The useless agent itself is a very useless agent. He's not good agent. I will never hire him. After 550,000, this man came back, begin to ask me for 5,000 naira. You walk on. You think I'm happy with that money you asking me?
You think only Joe Budo is born lot as in a fifth year gum? I paid you 550,000. I'm planning to get another 5,000. I don't know what Friday told you guys, but it's not true. We not rich. In a sozim na internet, iruzere moro e wule megum ni ne dachi agi kasingi sobem. You wanna be here? Don't try to punish me when you see me. Nkemi na gine mega agago. I should not pay extra. You said 550. 550 it is. Be a man of your word. Don't explain shit. I had a huge crate here. A huge crate filled with used auto parts and the mechanic tools. I had an electronics wrench, something to open things quick. I had a ramp over here. The only thing that came back with me is the two lights in the back and the two lights in the front from my back black Mercedes. That's the only thing that came back with me. But when they cleaned me out, this would never happen to me in America. After 1,200, na lie. It would never happen. When $1,200, na beans. Oh, you who stole from me, you who took all my happiness, you who took years of gathering, equipment after equipment, you will never make it in life. As you carry my thing in the crossroad, motobu, you believe that you deserve my property more than me. Years and years of wealth accumulation.
So that's Pete Darlington's claim. And I'll be honest, Lagos, when I heard it, I was shocked. Is this really what happens at the port? Because I thought this was a thing of the past, though. Because on the one hand, you have people who are saying that this thing could be for clout, that he's probably posting this thing for clout. I don't know one way or the other. It's not my lane. It's not my line. But I remember that there was a time that there was a lot of movement to end these kinds of things happening at the port. What I do know, Sha, is that there are 1 million of you listening to me right now, and some of you must have some insights about this. The same way that a BDC operator was listening to the big three and we used him as a guest on today's Balogun on Broad. You've imported cars, or you've helped somebody import a car, or you've cleared a car, or you work at the ports, or you have a brother or sister who works there. Basically, you people know how far. So I want you to talk to me about this situation. You listen to Speed Darlington. First of all, is this possible? Is this plausible? Is this the kind of thing that really happens at the ports? Are people out there raiding other people's property? Then let's talk about the damage. He's claiming that, and if you're watching our live stream, it's still there. I'm still showing it to you. He's claiming that because they wanted to move the car, but the car couldn't start, they used a forklift to move it. But you can see the holes in the bumper that look like they could be from a forklift. But I mean... I'm just stunned over here. Would people really do that to someone's property at the port? And if things like this really happen, how do you protect yourself? I mean, there are people whose livelihoods depends on moving goods through the ports or their handwork. Now, their handwork be that. If your goods are not safe, your business is not safe. So if you're one of them, if you are one of those that used to tobata things for people, you're an agent, not the kind that Speed Darlington was talking about. If you're an agent, or if you're a clearer, like whatever, if it's your business to bring in goods, what steps do you take, do you have to take to protect your goods? Lagos, I beg, help me put mouth for this matter, I beg. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. I'm sure a lot of people want to contribute to this. All my phone lines are blazing right now, so I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes to share their thoughts. 2 minutes, that's all you get. Women, call me on 01-465 7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can share your thoughts on Facebook. I already have a lot of comments there, so I'll be coming there in a bit. Emmanuel Priest says, Sandra, you never see these port people, honestly. This thing will never stop until government puts serious measures to tackle this menace. Customs people are very much aware of this, Sandra. It's so annoying and frustrating. Thieves everywhere. So you're telling me that this is real? This is not for clout. Rafael Adegoke on Facebook says, Sandra, car vandalism is a normal thing that happens in the ports. They connive with the security guards to vandalize and steal valuables in people's cars at the ports. This is so sad to see. Chineke. When I brought in my car, I didn't experience this. Are you saying that I was just lucky? Olive is in a better. Olive is a first-time caller. Hi, Olive.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
I'm not about your program now. This is Olive calling from Egbeda.
Welcome.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Mm. Okay, I imported a vehicle in April.
Okay.
Through a shipping line.
Okay.
So the agent now told me that when the car was at the port, in fact, he sent me pictures.
Okay.
The battery was taken off.
Hmm.
They took the battery of the car.
Okay.
Then at the back, there's this tractor that was being cleared too. The tractor ran into the back of the... It's a Toyota RAV4.
Okay.
It ran into the back of the car and damaged the back door. That's the boot for now.
Okay.
And the extra tire at the back.
Hmm.
There was nobody that paid for the damage. In fact, you have to fix it ourselves and buy a new battery.
Hey. Did you ask questions? Did you try to find out? Well, I mean...
I did. I asked him because it took time before the vehicle could be cleared.
Mm.
So when the finally landed in Nigeria, he sent me pictures. In fact, you have to buy a total new door. We removed the former door and put a new one, bought a new tire, extra tire.
Mm.
There are pictures to that effect. He showed me the picture of the tractor at the back of the vehicle and the vehicle when he shipped it. In fact, the man is the brother, younger brother of my boss in the office. I work with Allen. I'm a legal practitioner.
Okay. All right.
So my boss' younger brother. So the battery was taken off. In fact, I've been in port before.
Mm-hmm.
My sister sent a battery down.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with my husband because I know that place can be so rough.
Mm-hmm.
We were there in front of us. My husband just signaled to me. He said, I should not talk because of Nigeria. You know what is happening. I might talk now. Some people will come and we lay you at the back.
Okay.
We saw two guys. They were removing things from a car because the antenna was opened. They were removing things. One was there removing. The other one was just beside him and was passing it at the back to that one. And that one was putting it. He wore his baggy jean trouser with pockets, lots of pockets. So he was just putting it in his pockets. Like all the side mirror. They were just removing things from the car. They were removing. He would pass it to the one at the back. They were just putting it. He just said, I should just look at them and I shouldn't talk. I just like say, wow, things are happening. But it's happened to me live and direct.
Olive, thank you so much for calling to share your story with us and doing all of that in 2 minutes. My goodness. 99.3, hello.
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. What's your name, sir?
I'm a pet operator, so I'll choose to remain anonymous.
Thank you for calling us.
In the last 30 years, I've been in the post.
Okay.
You see, let me just start from... the dent or the, yes, let me just call it the dent on the vehicle.
Okay.
You can hardly rule this one out because, one, Sandra, we want to take a survey of the port or how this vehicle has been offloaded.
Mm.
The speed at which, one, the vehicles come down from the ship is so much because it's not just going to be done by one person. Maybe a ship is carrying about 700 vehicles, for instance.
Okay.
If it is just solely cars, or maybe another truck.
Mm.
Imagine how many hours or days is it going to take to offload 700 cars.
Mm.
Now, and this has to do with the numbers of vehicles you are going to drive into a park, maybe take it by a place where the agent or the owner of the vehicle will come and see it and clear it through. So, and sometimes, now, okay, put it in a proper perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This vehicle does not start. How do you want this vehicle to be pushed around?
Mm.
Is it going to be pushed manually? What amount of care do you think they are going to exercise in pushing this car? So there are only four things that we see this car and we will compress them. Compress, that is the language I'm into. That is the precise language. Compress them into one place. If it is the one that can be driven, it is even safer. Now, when we talk about the wolf rat, I think that thing has been reduced to about 80% or maybe 90%, because there are cameras everywhere. Okay, let's take Grimaldi, for instance, as a case study.
Okay.
You can hardly take anything out of that camera. Let's go to Port and Cargo. Almost the same thing. There are cameras everywhere.
Okay.
So I've seen the picture. I've watched the video on Facebook while you were playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing all those things.
Mm-hmm.
The backlight, the content of what is in the boot. Now, why don't you ask his agent? At the point, the agent gave the ability to. When he went for physical inspection for someone to release the container, the vehicle, was the boot left open? Because it's 50-50. I don't want to say, I'm not trying to indict his clearing agent.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even if this is come out of the port safely, within a trickle of an eye, if you remove his eyes, I want to keep this, the boys are all vibe within the tank and as if all these things are gone. Under 10 minutes, we will start all these things. Even while you are the owner is there, watching, you are helpless. This may not be inside the port per se or in the terminal where there's the final destination. At the gate within the tinker first, the second gate to Okonot. You as the owner being there, let me paint the scenario before you. In 2014, I played the Lexus Jeep. The hold up, 2014, the road was so bad. The other man came around, the journey I started from first gate, I don't know if you know the distance between first gate and second gate.
Mm-hmm.
I started the journey around 4 a.m. As at 10 a.m., I was still on top of the bridge. This Malachi, he asked for money, I said, I don't have. He slapped me across my face. Yes, I ran down to pursue him, but I never knew that was the mistake of my life. After the time I return, the battery is gone.
Chimo.
The stereo is gone. How do I tell the owner?
Mr. Anonymous, I want to talk to you next week. We'll talk anonymously as well. Is it possible to get your number and call you next week, Wednesday, on Balogun and Broad?
Yes, you are very, very free.
Okay.
Very.
All right. So stay on the line so we can get your number. You'll still be anonymous next week so that we can get into more details with Mr. Anonymous. I wish we had more time. Remy is waiting on the line. Esther, please retrieve this call and get that number for me. That's not the right number. Go downstairs and do it, Kemi. Thank you very much. Okay. Most of the time, I want to kill my interns. They drive me nuts. Like they make me want to pull my hair out. But hey, Lagos, like I said, we'll continue this conversation next Wednesday on Balogun and Broad, 5 p.m. Make a date with me, set a reminder, whatever. Just be here 5 p.m. next Wednesday. But I'm out. You can listen again to today's show on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. And you can find me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili. Those were your hard facts, Lagos. Have yourselves a fantastic, fantastic evening.